accidents can happen when employees are driving your farm vehicles. Here's what you should know about driver liability on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
As we work to get through these times together, you may not be thinking about blood donation, but blood is needed to save the lives of people who are sick with a range of illnesses. It's easy and safe to give. If you are in good health, please donate. We need heroes now. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment.
Major concern of farming and ranching operations is the liability of semi-trucks and equipment when they're involved in an accident. It's important that your farm and the individuals behind the wheel are protected. Jessica Grosskopf is an ag economist at the University of Nebraska. She says the first step in liability management is to have a process for hiring your employees.
And ensuring that you have that documentation, not only of their background check, but of their driving record. So those are really important things that from the get-go, we need to ensure that not only that we do, but that we keep documentation on file for.
She says insurance policies are the easiest way to reduce your liability.
So there's actually two types of insurance that we encourage you to have. The first is vehicle insurance to actually cover the vehicles and equipment themselves. And the second is a personal umbrella liability policy. It goes above and beyond your vehicle insurance that then covers the operation. And you should work with your insurance agent to determine the amount of coverage that you need.
A commercial driver's license, or CDL, may or may not be necessary for those behind the wheel. Some states have adopted a federal act called MAP 21. These laws exempt vehicles with farm license plates from requiring the driver to have a CDL if they're being operated by a farmer, rancher, family member, or employee of the farm or ranch. They must also be transporting commodities, livestock, machinery, or supplies to or from a farm or ranch. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about driver liability on the farm at agriculture.com.